This is the reading for October 28th. Ezekiel chapter 39. Human, prophesy against Gog and say, "This is what the Lord God says. I am against you, Gog, chief ruler of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you around and lead you. I will bring you from the far north and send you to attack the mountains of Israel. I will knock your bow out of your left hand and throw down your arrows from your right hand. You, all your troops, and the nations with you will fall dead on the mountains of Israel. I will let you be food for every bird that eats meat and for every wild animal. You will lie fallen on the ground because I have spoken, says the Lord God. I will send fire on Magog and those who live in safety on the coastlands. Then they will know that I am the Lord. I will make myself known among my people Israel, and I will not let myself be dishonored anymore. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. It is coming, it will happen, says the Lord God. The time I talked about is coming. Then those who live in the cities of Israel will come out and make fires with the enemy's weapons. They will burn them, both large and small, shields, bows and arrows, war clubs and spears. They will use the weapons to burn in their fires for 7 years. They will not need to take wood from the field or chop firewood from the forest, because they will make fires with the weapons. In this way, they will take the treasures of those who took their treasures. They will take the loot of those who took their loot, says the Lord God. At that time, I will give Gog a burial place in Israel in the Valley of the Travelers east of the Dead Sea. It will block the road for travelers. Gog and all his army will be buried there, so people will call it the Valley of Gog's Army. The people of Israel will be burying them for 7 months to make the land clean again. All the people in the land will bury them, and they will be honored on the day of my victory, says the Lord God. The people of Israel will choose men to work through the land to make it clean. Along with others, they will bury Gog's soldiers still lying dead on the ground. After the 7 months are finished, they will still search. As they go through the land, anyone who sees a human bone is to put a marker by it. The sign will stay there until the grave diggers bury the bone in the Valley of Gog's Army. A city will be there named Hominah, so they will make the land clean again. Human, this is what the Lord God says. Speak to every kind of bird and wild animal. Come together, come. Come together from all around to my sacrifice, a great sacrifice which I will prepare for you on the mountains of Israel. Eat flesh and drink blood. You are to eat the flesh of the mighty and drink the blood of the rulers of the earth, as if they were fat animals from Bashan, male sheep, lambs, goats, and bulls. You are to eat and drink from my sacrifice which I have prepared for you, eating fat until you are full and drinking blood until you are drunk. At my table you are to eat until you are full of horses and riders, mighty men and all kinds of soldiers, says the Lord God. I will show my glory among the nations. All the nations will see my power when I punish them. From that time onward, the people of Israel will know that I am the Lord their God. The nations will know Israel was taken away captive because they turned against me. So I turned away from them and handed them over to their enemies until all of them died in war. Because of their uncleanness and their sins, I punished them and turned away from them. So this is what the Lord God says, "Now I will bring the people of Jacob back from captivity, and I will have mercy on the whole nation of Israel. I will not let them dishonor me. The people will forget their shame and how they rejected me when they live again in safety on their own land with no one to make them afraid. I will bring the people back from other lands and gather them from the lands of their enemies. So I will use my people to show many nations that I am holy. Then my people will know that I am the Lord their God, because I sent them into captivity among the nations. But then I brought them back to their own land, leaving no one behind. I will not turn away from them anymore, because I will put my spirit into the people of Israel, says the Lord God." Ezekiel chapter 40. It was the 25th year of our captivity, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th day of the month. It was in the 14th year after Jerusalem was captured. On that same day, I felt the power of the Lord, and he brought me to Jerusalem. In the visions of God, he brought me to the land of Israel and put me down on a very high mountain. On the south of the mountain, there were some buildings that looked like a city. He took me closer to the buildings, and I saw a man who looked as if he were made of bronze, standing in the gateway. He had a cord made of linen and a stick in his hand, both for measuring. The man said to me, "Human, look with your eyes and hear with your ears. Pay attention to all that I will show you, because that's why you have been brought here. Tell the people of Israel all that you see." I saw a wall that surrounded the temple area. The measuring stick in the man's hand was 10 1/2 feet long. So the man measured the wall, which was 10 1/2 feet thick and 10 1/2 feet high. Then the man went to the east gateway. He went up its steps and measured the opening of the gateway. It was 10 1/2 feet deep. The rooms for the guards were 10 1/2 feet long and 10 1/2 feet wide. The walls that came out between the guards' rooms were about 9 feet thick. The opening of the gateway next to the porch that faced the temple was 10 1/2 feet deep. Then the man measured the porch of the gateway. It was about 14 feet deep, and its side walls were 3 1/2 feet thick. The porch of the gateway faced the temple. On each side of the east gateway were 3 rooms which measured the same on each side. The walls between each room were the same thickness. The man measured the width of the entrance to the gateway, which was 17 1/2 feet wide. The width of the gate was about 23 feet, and there was a low wall about 21 inches high in front of each room. The rooms were 10 1/2 feet on each side. The man measured the gateway from the roof of one room to the roof of the opposite room. It was about 44 feet from one door to the opposite door. The man also measured the porch, which was about 35 feet wide. The courtyard was around the porch, from the front of the outer side of the gateway to the front of the porch of the inner side of the gateway was 87 1/2 feet. The rooms and porch had small windows on both sides. The windows were narrower on the side facing the gateway. Carvings of palm tree were on each side wall of the rooms. Then the man brought me into the outer courtyard, where I saw rooms and a pavement of stones all around the court. 30 rooms were along the edge of the paved walkway. The pavement ran alongside the gates and was as deep as the gates were wide. This was the lower pavement. Then the man measured from the outer wall to the inner wall. The outer court between these two walls was 175 feet on the east and on the north. The man measured the length and width of the north gateway leading to the outer courtyard. Its 3 rooms on each side, its inner walls, and its porch measured the same as the first gateway. It was 87 1/2 feet long and 44 feet wide, with its windows, porch, and carvings of palm trees measured the same as the east gateway. 7 steps went up to the gateway, and the gateway's porch was at the inner end. The inner courtyard had a gateway across from the northern gateway, like the one on the east. The man measured it and found it was 175 feet from inner gateway to outer gateway. Then the man led me south, where I saw a gateway facing south. He measured its inner walls and its porch, and they measured the same as the other gateways. The gateway and its porch had windows all around like the other gateways. It was 87 1/2 feet long and 44 feet wide. 7 steps went up to this gateway. Its porch was at the inner end, and it had carvings of palm trees on its inner walls. The inner courtyard had a gateway on its south side. The man measured from gate to gate on the south side, which was 175 feet. Then the man brought me through the south gateway into the inner courtyard. The inner south gateway measured the same as the gateways in the outer wall. The inner south gateway's rooms, inner walls, and porch measured the same as the gateways in the outer wall. There were windows all around the gateway and its porch. The gateway was 87.5 feet long and 44 feet wide. Each porch of each inner gateway was about 44 feet long and about 9 feet wide. The inner south gateway's porch faced the outer courtyard. Carvings of palm trees were on its side walls, and its stairway had 8 steps. The man brought me into the inner courtyard on the east side. He measured the inner east gateway, and it was the same as the other gateways. The inner east gateway's rooms, inside walls, and porch measured the same as the other gateways. Windows were all around the gateway and its porch. The inner east gateway was 87.5 feet long and 44 feet wide. Its porch faced the outer courtyard. Carvings of palm trees were on its inner walls on each side, and its stairway had 8 steps. Then the man brought me to the inner north gateway. He measured it, and it was the same as the other gateways. Its rooms, inner walls, and porch measured the same as the other gateways. There were windows all around the gateway, which was 87.5 feet long and 44 feet wide. Its porch faced the outer courtyard. Carvings of palm trees were on its inner walls on each side, and its stairway had 8 steps. There was a room with a door that opened onto the porch of the inner north gateway. In this room, the priest washed animals for the burnt offerings. There were 2 tables on each side of the porch on which animals for burnt offerings, sin offerings, and penalty offerings were killed. Outside, by each side wall of the porch at the entrance to the north gateway, were 2 more tables. So there were 4 tables inside the gateway and 4 tables outside. In all, there were 8 tables on which the priest killed animals for sacrifices. There were 4 tables made of cut stone for the burnt offering. These tables were about 3 feet long, 3 feet wide, and about 2 feet high. On these tables, the priests put their tools, which they used to kill animals for burnt offerings and the other sacrifices. Double sheaves, 3 inches wide, were put up on all the walls. The flesh for the offering was put on the tables. There were 2 rooms in the inner courtyard. One was beside the north gateway and faced south. The other room was beside the south gateway and faced north. The man said to me, "The room which faces south is for the priests who serve in the temple area, while the room that faces north is for the priests who serve at the altar." This second group of priests are descendants of Zadok, the only descendants of Levi who can come near the Lord to serve him. The man measured the inner courtyard. It was a square, 175 feet long and 175 feet wide. The altar was in front of the temple. The man brought me to the porch of the temple and measured each sidewall of the porch. Each was about 9 feet thick. The doorway was 24.5 feet wide. The sidewalls of the doorway were each about 5 feet wide. The porch was 35 feet long and 21 feet wide, with 10 steps leading up to it. Pillars were by the sidewalls, 1 on each side of the entrance.
Chapter 3.
Brothers and sisters, you are holy partakers in a heavenly calling. So look carefully at Jesus, the apostle and chief priest about whom we make our declaration of faith. Jesus is faithful to God who appointed him in the same way that Moses was faithful when he served in God's house. Jesus deserves more praise than Moses in the same way that the builder of a house is praised more than the house. After all, every house has a builder, but the builder of everything is God. Moses was a faithful servant in God's household. He told the people what God would say in the future. But Christ is a faithful son in charge of God's household. We are his household if we continue to have courage and to be proud of the confidence we have. As the Holy Spirit says, if you hear God speak today, don't be stubborn. Don't be stubborn like those who rebelled and tested me in the desert. That is where your ancestors tested me, although they had seen what I had done for 40 years. That is why I was angry with those people. So I said, their hearts continue to stray, and they have not learned my ways. So I angrily took a solemn oath that they would never enter my place of rest. Be careful, brothers and sisters, that none of you ever develop a wicked, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. Encourage each other every day while you have the opportunity. If you do this, none of you will be deceived by sin and become stubborn. After all, we will remain Christ's partners only if we continue to hold on to our original confidence until the end. Scripture says, if you hear God speak today, don't be stubborn. Don't be stubborn like those who rebelled. Who heard God and rebelled? All those whom Moses led out of Egypt rebelled. With whom was God angry for 40 years? He was angry with those who sinned and died in the desert. Who did God swear would never enter his place of rest? He was talking about those who didn't obey him. So we see that they couldn't enter his place of rest because they didn't believe.